Wallace D. Wattles said, "The very best thing you can do for the whole world is to make the most of yourself." Grand Rising Freedom Crusaders, this is Ashley Casper welcoming you back to another edition of the Grow Rich Mastermind here on the Good News Network. This is one of those places where we get to show up exactly as we are, inspired, exhausted, and hopeful, and still leaving feeling a little lighter than we came in. I'm so grateful to be here, and I'm happy that you are here as well. Today is May 21st, 2026, and our amazing and dedicated host, Lori Suna Thurda, will be with us soon. Lori Suna Thurda is an enthusiastic Freedom Crusader, and she is an honored recipient of the Guiding Voice Award. She lives in Eastern Washington with her son, daughter-in-law, and three energetic grandsons. She's building her online business while guiding students and adults to regulate their emotions, quiet anxiety, and reawaken their ability to learn, grow, and thrive. She is a lifelong teacher and encourager, and she is passionate about growth, connection, and awakening the genius within. She's beyond grateful for the chance to serve this amazing community, and I know I'm grateful for her as well, and I cannot wait to hear from her. But before we do, I want to hear from all of you beautiful Freedom Crusaders. As I unmute the lines, let me know what your name is and where you're calling in from.
Hey, Angela.
Hey, Angela.
Hey, Angela.
Northern California.
Hey,
Angela. Hey, Angela.
Hey,
Hello, hello. Hey,
Mama Jody, Rita.
Hi, y'all. Hi, Kat.
Good
hi,
morning.
Hi,
Ashley. Hey, Gail.
Gail from New York.
Hi, Gail.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Arnita's in the house.
Good morning,
Arnita. Hey. Good morning. Hi, Arnita Webb.
That was a great song.
Hello from Idaho.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Idaho.
Kathy. Donna from Orlando.
Hey, Donna. Hi, good to hear you. Y'all sound amazing.
Oh, Donna, Orlando. No wonder you're so happy, Donna. You're in Orlando. Son.
I just had a bit of this reminds me of, like, in school, whenever the teacher would check roll and he would say, present, we're all checking the illusion.
Yep.
Here. We say here.
Here.
Oh, yeah. Good and happy ride the family. It's Mr. Christian out here.
Hey, Mr. Christian.
Good to hear you.
Good to hear you.
What's up, Ashley?
What's up, Mr. Christian? Gonna be the best day ever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Good morning, Minister Christian.
What's up?
What's going on, Ashley?
The best day ever, Albie. Happy Thursday. All right, everybody, it is the top of the hour. Are you ready?
All
for
we have is now.
Let's go, Lori Sue.
Let's go, Lori Sue. We love you.
Love you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Everybody ready? Wait, a week, live. Oh, man, that's so wonderful. Where I sit, I can see names popping on, and I can feel your energy, and I love you so much. I always come out and say, hey, it's Lori Sue, how are you? Because I'm wondering how you're doing, but I can feel your energy, and I can tell you're doing great, and we're going to make this the great, greatest mastermind ever. So this call is simple, and it's powerful. We come together as a mastermind, which is two or more minds in harmony and gratitude, reaching toward a common purpose with a shared vision. And so the common purpose is to grow in wealth and character in the way we see and we move through the world. And our shared vision is freedom through principle-centered leadership. Here's what we do on this call. I love it. We read together, we think together, and then we share what jumped out, what's working, what you're building, And you'll leave this hour with something you didn't have when you arrived. I'm sure of it. So let's go through some quick business tips or whatever you would call them, announcements before we get into it. When the time comes for the MDP, and I heard Paul say this yesterday, the MDP and the SCF, he must have teams. I will ask for a volunteer, so please be ready to jump out and share that with us. Show your initiative and leadership. That's coming up. But first, I'd love to jump in and get an energy check again. It was so awesome to hear you guys. I know more of you jumped on. Let me open the lines. Tell me, are you excited to be on the Alive list today, building another day towards more freedom? Are you ready to make this the best mastermind ever? Give me a shout in the lines. Let's raise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so we have a book of the month, and that's the book by the Book of Elon by Eric Jorgensen. We have an enemy of character this month, and working on fear, which Booker told us it's false education appearing real. So I'm thinking about feeling, evolution, and rise. That's what I'm thinking. Realize we can make the change. We can think differently. That's the evolution. Maybe it's the revolution, right? And hey, Freedom Fest is coming. The dates are September 18th through the 20th. We like to do the other days on the outside, 17th and 21st, with travel days in Branson, Missouri. All the proceeds go to Feed My Starving Children organization, which as of right now, we've, because of us, we've got provided 412,381 days of meals for children. That's an exciting thing. So, and when you buy that ticket for Freedom Fest, that is what you're doing, is helping those children around the world. Also, there's a mastermind collection for those of us, or for those of you who don't have one. If you're new, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so glad you're here. You can get this mastermind collection, which includes some music and some resources, including the books that we're reading. Like today's is the Science of Getting Rich. We're closing out that book. I can hear Armita in the background. Another book. Yes. Victory. And then, so get back with the person who invited you so you can get that mastermind collection and find out more about Freedom Fest also from the person who invited you to this call. Again, we're so glad you're here. I'm so glad all of you are here. I'm so very, very thankful for you. About fear, too, I wanted to make a quick, because I was, going over my notes and things, and on my desk is this little piece of paper. I have these a lot. I have a friend who used to send me, when she was still here, little notes. And this one says, overcoming fear. The scripture is actually Isaiah 12:2. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord is my strength. I've always wanted to give everybody their freedom to think in the higher power of whoever their higher power is, whether it's in them, whether it's above them, whatever it is. But I've always replaced God with love. And so I'm going to do that with this little statement that's on here, overcoming fear. Letting fear intrude in our lives is one of our chief problems. Indeed, many people suffer acutely from fear in some form. There's only one thing stronger than fear, and that is faith, and it can overcome fear. Build your faith in love by trusting love, and depending on love and courage will begin to fill your mind with strength you did not know was possible. It will be so great that you will sing for joy. So let's love, 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 and get rid of fear. Let fear get out of the way. It'll take a backstage. All right, so it is time for the major definite purpose and self-confidence formula. I'll put the so please come out and share that with us. Recite it for us as we read along, those of us who have it. Oh, wonderful. Rita Joy, thank you so much for stepping out. Love you.
Oh, I'm happy to do it. It's been a while since I did it. Hi,
yes.
Family, and thanks to everybody for the birthday love. I just really appreciated it and had a wonderful day yesterday. So here we go. by the day of, I will have in my possession, which have come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I always give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of, I was reading how I filled it in, but anyway, all kind of good stuff. I wholeheartedly believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I am following that plan as it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts in my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action, and I gradually transform them and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion that any desire I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage only in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism and fear by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud at least once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I am an even more self-reliant and successful person. Thank y'all for letting me share.
Oh, Rita Joy, oh, I'm so grateful you're here, grateful for all your trips around the sun. I believe in you, Elevate, and love for all humanity. We feel that. We love you.
I love how you replace the word God with love. That really works for me and resonates with me. Thank you so much.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yes. I love you. It's easy to love.
Yes. We all come from love.
All right. Yes, we do. All right, folks, I know I'm not the only one that loves Rita Joy and believes in her. Let me unmute the lines and show her your love and excitement for her.
Okay.
Thank
you,
Rita
Joy.
Great job,
girl.
Thank you, Rita.
Oh, yeah.
Rita Joy.
Great job.
We could just leave that on forever, couldn't we? We love you, Rita Joy, and your kisses, too. I'm excited about today. I'm excited to hear from you when we get to the mastermind portion of the call. And I just want to remind those who are new, if you want to just come out, or maybe you haven't been on the call in a while, just step out and just say hello. That's perfectly fine to say your name and say hi. We'd love to say hi back to you and hear from you. And this is the time I just kind of started this, didn't I, where I'm writing a song. And I didn't feel a whole lot of pressure. So far, I haven't felt any, like, major pressure to, oh, I got to do a song for today. Because every day, on this mastermind, there's so much powerful information. Your ideas, your thoughts, your energy, all of that just creates so many ideas and thoughts in my heart and mind that would be just great songs, you know. And I don't know if I've shared with you that I learned to do a technique called a brain sweep, and along with some other self-administered techniques. And I worked in a second grade class, got the opportunity to work with like 26 kids. And it was so phenomenal how profound, the changes were very profound. And just talking about it, it's been a while, but talking about it gets me really excited just because I can see all their faces and I can see the growth that they had just learning about their brain and learning that they had a choice. And the principal came after the 13 or so weeks that I'd been doing it and told me I could no longer be a part of that. He discovered that I did not have a bachelor's degree and told me there was no way I could be teaching anything in the class. And I was really shocked because the teacher and I had been working together in that class and it was just going great. And but what he said to me at the time that I didn't even click through was that if you want to come in and have singing time with these kids, no problem. Go ahead and do that. But you're not going to be teaching them for that last 20 minutes every day. And so, you know, and that didn't click, but it clicks now. Something happened in March, if I can remember the exact date, where I figured out how to open up my heart and soul, sound my soul, and music just started pouring out, and words and sounds. And so I'm grateful to share that with you now. This particular song and lyrics that I wrote, it comes right out of what we're reading together, The Science of Getting Rich, and this chapter 17, and then there's a bonus chapter, and we're going to be finishing up this book. So it's really a summary of everything we've been talking about. And, you know, the main thing that we repeat kind of through the book, a thought in this substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. And if we could get nothing else out of this book but really believe and really get that a thought in this substance produces anything that we imagine by our thoughts. So it's like 8 words, right? That's like the whole game right there. And so it's not might, it's not could produce, it actually produces. It's like in the present tense, it's active, it's certain. We talk about the certain way. And the thing that comes to my mind is thoughts are things. You know, they're not metaphors. It's not inspiration. It has weight and it comes with consequence. And those are our thoughts with the power to shape what shows up in your life. And Wallace Waddle says something, and maybe you, I mean, I skipped right past it. Maybe you did too when you read this all the time, but it's not just what you're thinking. It's how you hold the frame. And because you can think about what you want all day long. You really can. If you're thinking about it from a place of fear, you won't get it. From a place of competition, somebody else is going to get it, right? It's before I get to have it, right? From a place of doubt, that is the impression you're sending into the substance, and that is what you get back. So a person must pass from the competitive to the creative mind. Otherwise, he or she cannot be in harmony with formless intelligence, which is always creative, never competitive. So getting that competitive out of there and bringing in that creative spirit. And I see your faces right in my mind right now. So creative you guys are. And I'm blessed to be with you and around you. The creative mind doesn't fight for scraps. It doesn't look sideways at what somebody else has. It builds, it impresses, it holds that frame. And what does the frame get held together with? This is, of course, my favorite part. It's not willpower, it's not hustle, it's gratitude. Gratitude unifies the mind with the intelligence of substance. These are quotes I'm just taking right from Wallace Wattles along the way. Gratitude is not a feeling you perform, right? It's a frequency. It's a connector. Like there's cords that run from your mind all the way down into the creative forces underneath everything, like roots, right? So anyway, I wrote this song about holding that frame and to guard the threshold of your mind, like we talked about, the words you say, the thoughts you think, day by day, act by act, with love, and that's what casts out fear. So I hope it reaches and touches your heart. I'm going to play it for you right now. I called it Unwavering Faith.
Keep a watch upon the threshold. Guard the word you let slip through. Never speak of lack or shadow. Don't let doubt inhabit you. For the world is caught in gears and springs, a cold Newtonian wheel. They're chasing hours, buying clocks, and begging time to heal. They live inside a scarcity where days are running thin, but the creative mind steps out of time and lets the light rush in. For time is not a master track, it stretches and it bends. It yields to the observer where the competition ends. The ticking of the frantic crowd is just a false machine. We step into the quantum space, the vast and the unseen.
Thoughts are things with airy wings. They take a form and fly, impressing on the substance underneath the open sky. It's not just what you're thinking, it's the way you hold the frame. Stepping up into the highest, brightest, most majestic name. One doubt and you are out, so let the shield of faith appear. We are building with the power of love.
How you look upon your brother on the street. Never throw a shadow on the souls you chance to meet. To say you look so weary or you don't look very well is to cast a silent winter where summer ought to dwell. We don't hex the ones we walk with, we don't anchor them in fright. If you find a knot of friction, you negotiate in light. If you argue with the skeptic, check the mirror for the sign, lest you look just like the shadow that you're trying to align.
Thoughts are things with airy wings. They take a form and fly, impressing on the substance underneath the open sky. It's not just what you're thinking, it's the way you hold the brain. Stepping up into the highest, brightest, most majestic name. One doubt and you are out, the faith appear. We are building with the power of a love that casts out fear.
There's a law within the structure, there's a pattern in the loom. When a door is locked against you, it's just clearing out the room. You may think you missed the target, you may weep for what is gone, but the infinite is moving. Secret influences on. Every failure is apparent, just a promise in disguise. If it broke apart completely, something larger will arise. For you cannot lack the talent, and you cannot miss the cue. When you reach the designated place, the power comes to you.
Connect the mind with gratitude, the deep and living core that unifies the worker with the creative vast reward. Do the daily labor fully, every separate act complete, putting value in abundance into everyone you meet. Fight in love, debate and faith, communicating grace. Leave the print of true investment on the fabric of this place.
Keep the vision clear, everything is growing into life.
Thoughts are things with fairy wings.
We hold the frame.
Thoughts are things.
Stepping up into the high.
I think you might be muted, Lori Sue.
Oh, I just was pausing for a minute. Thank you. So that's the frame. That's what it sounds like to live inside this principle, to guard the threshold, to build in gratitude, hold the vision without flinching. So now let's read like the blueprint part of it. I'm going to start with page 122. If you're following along, please, if you're reading along or you're following along, write down what jumps out to you so we can talk about it in a few minutes. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made and which, in its original state, permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner spaces of the universe. A thought in this substance produces a thing that is imagined by the thought. A person can form things in thought, and by impressing thought upon forming substance can cause a thing thought about to be created. In order to do this, a person must pass from competitive to creative mind. Otherwise, he or she cannot be in harmony with the formless intelligence, which is always creative and never competitive in spirit. A person may come into full harmony with the formless substance by entertaining a lively and sincere gratitude for the blessing it bestows. Gratitude unifies the mind with the intelligence of substance so that thoughts are received by the formless. A person can remain upon the creative plane only by uniting with the formless intelligence through deep and continuous feeling of gratitude. A person must form a clear and defined mental image of the thing he or she wishes to have, to do, or to become, and must hold this mental image in thought while being deeply grateful to the Supreme that all his desires are granted. The person who wishes to get rich must spend leisure hours in contemplating the vision. So spend time in leisure contemplating the vision and in earnest thanksgiving that the reality is being given. Too much stress cannot be laid on the importance of frequent contemplation of the mental image coupled with unwavering faith and devout gratitude. This is the process by which the impression is given to the formless and the creative force set in motion. The creative energy works through the established channels of natural growth and of the industrial and social order. All that is included in the mental image will surely be brought to the person who follows the instruction given above and whose faith does not waver. What is wanted will come through the ways of established trade and commerce. In order to receive when it is ready to come, a person must be in action in a way that causes fulfillment of more than the present place. The purpose to get rich through realization of the mental image must be kept in mind, and he or she must do every day all that can be done that day, taking care to do each act in a successful manner. Use value in excess of the cash value received must be given to every person so that each transaction makes for more life, and one must hold the advancing thought so that the impression of increase will be communicated to all with whom he or she comes into contact. The men and women who practice the foregoing instructions will certainly get rich, and the riches they receive will be in exact proportion to the definiteness of their vision, the fixity of their purpose, the steadiness of their faith, and the depth of their gratitude. So kind of laid it out right there for us. Definiteness of vision, fixity of purpose, steadiness of faith, and depth of gratitude. Four steps right there. The following, and we're already moved into the next and last section, the following are selected quotations from Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. So you think that money is the root of all evil, said Francisco de Anconia. Have you ever asked what is the root of money? Money is a tool of exchange which can't exist unless there are goods, produced and men able to produce them. Money is the material shape of the principle that men who wish to deal with one another must deal by trade and give value for value. Money is not the tool of the moochers who claim your product by tears or of the looters who take it from you by force. Money is made possible only by the men who produce. Is this what you consider evil? When you accept money in payment for your effort, you do so only on the conviction that you will exchange it for the product of the effort of others. Those pieces of paper, which should have been gold, are a token of honor, your claim upon the energy of the men who produce. I like this part. Your wallet is your statement of hope that somewhere in the world around you, there are men who will not default on that moral principle, which is the root of money. Is this what you consider evil? To trade by means of money is the code of the men of goodwill. Money rests on the axiom that every man is the owner of his mind and his effort. Money allows no power to prescribe the value of your effort except the voluntary choice of the man who is willing to trade you his effort in return. Money permits you to obtain for your goods and your labor that which they are worth to the men who buy them, but no more. Money permits no deals except those to mutual benefit by the unforced judgment of the traders. Money will not purchase happiness for the man who has no concept of what he wants. Money will not give him a code of values if he's evaded the knowledge of what to value, and it will not provide him with a purpose if he's evaded the choice of what to seek. Money will not buy intelligence for the fool, or admiration for the coward, or respect for the incompetent. Money is your means of survival. The verdict you pronounce upon the source of your livelihood is the verdict you pronounce upon your life. If the source is corrupt, you have damned your own existence. Here's the big one. Money will always remain an effect and refuse to replace you as the cause. Money is the product of virtue, but it will not give you virtue and it will not redeem your vices. Money will not give you the unearned, neither in matter nor in spirit. Is this the root of your hatred of money? Or did you say it's the love of money that's the root of all evil? To love a thing is to know and love its nature. To love money is to know and love the fact that money is the creation of the best power within you and your passkey to trade your effort for the effort of the best among men. So long as men live together on earth and need means to deal with one another, their only substitute, if they abandon money, is the muzzle of a gun. Until and unless you discover that money is the root of all good, you ask for your own destruction. When money ceases to be the tool by which men deal with one another, then men become the tools of men. Blood, whips, and guns, or dollars. Take your choice. There's no other, and your time is running out. It says, the riches they receive will be in exact proportion to the definiteness of their vision, the fixity of their purpose, the steadiness of their faith, and the depth of their gratitude. And that, my friends, we have finished out this book. And I don't even know if I would call it a book. I'd call it like a masterpiece, a cookbook for life. If we can learn, and this last bit that I just read, I don't know if you noticed, but I read it, and I was still stuttering through it. So that tells me I have some things to work on with my loving money. My son actually let me know that just recently, that, hey, Mom, I think you have a hard time receiving, especially when it comes to money. So my ears are perked, my heart's open, I'm paying attention, and gratitude, I know, is a great fix, and so is love. So, all right, we are into the greatest part of this call, the mastermind, and I would love to hear what jumped out from the reading today. What does holding the frame mean in your life right now? Where are you being pulled back into the competitive mind? And how are you returning to the creative? What helps you return to creative? I can hear Ashley. I know what helps her. We can all do the Dougie too. What are you grateful for this Thursday? that you weren't fully seeing before? What about something from the book of the month that's working in your life, or something from that money speech? Does it shift how you think about value, trade, and your own earnings? If so, I'm going to open the floor. Let me get the lines in the right mode. What you'll do is press star 6 to come on out. We're going to try to keep it to 2 to 3 minutes maximum, so all of you can come out. And who would like to be first?
Lori Fool.
It's Gail.
Gail.
Hi.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. That is so awesome. You did such an awesome job. I want to go back to that wonderful person who told you you couldn't teach what you wanted to teach. That was probably like a big aha moment for you. But how you turned it, you know, what the devil or what the enemy makes for, you know, bad, you know, we can turn it to good. And I love, he goes so corny that he said you could use music or sing or whatever. And then I thought about all the commercials, you know, the jingles that we remember. And how, you know, if you think back, like the us, you know, my baloney has a first name. So we can actually change those jingles into like, my purpose has a power, it's P-O-W-E-R. And, you know, you can create your own music in your head that's programming you. And it's so much more fun, too, to, you know, it just sparked a lot of ideas for me. You know, or like State Farm, you know, like a good neighbor, you know, you can turn that into, you know, like a faithful promise. I don't know. Just like use your own imagination. But, I just really loved it. And, this was last powerful reading. We should really take that in because our value is, you know, really connected. The money is connected to the value we bring. And a lot of people don't think they have anything to bring, and that's ridiculous, right? If you've lived on this planet and you can, you know, you can get on this call, you have a brain, and you must have done so many things, and you don't realize it, but you can help other people with your stories, your experiences. And that is your value. And the more you share and the more you help, the more money you make. You know, you put it into PDFs or ebooks or whatever. Whatever. Just do it. Who cares if, you know, if 10 people see it or 10,000 people see it. Just do it because you don't know what's going to happen. And you're planting those seeds. And, I just loved it. I loved all the thoughts you've sparked in my little brain today. And, so back to you. Hope other people come out, but it was really great. It was a wonderful time I was able to get on. So have a great day, everybody, and back to you, Ms. Lori Sue. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Gail. I already got yours. Here's a story of a lovely lady. It's you, Gail. Thank you. Thanks for coming out. You also made me think, hey,
you are
got a brain in your head. Hey, LB, come on out.
Hey. Well, you know, I know Gail was just talking about the whole, you know, incident that happened with you with the teacher and everything. And, you know, I used to be a teacher for 20 years, so I get all this. In fact, it's like, you know, I just feel that hurt that you felt, that you must have felt when he said that to you, because it's like, I don't know, to me, some of my greatest teachers have not necessarily been, you know, quote unquote, people that went to college and taught me, you know, some of my greatest teachers have been people who just really loved on me and had amazing wisdom. And, you know, I'm saying, and it's like, it's almost like, you know, it's so hard to hear that. I know that what they're really saying is that, you know, the person who has got their degree or whatever it is, and they know all, they should know all the, things that you're not supposed to say.
Yes.
You know, we don't want to get lost. We don't want to get a lawsuit. And so
exactly. They
know they've been through all the things, all the tripwires that you're not supposed to cross those lines. And so, you know, it's really sad that equates to, you know, the person who's allowed to teach, but you know, in reality, you know, some of the most amazing teachers are people that you would never qualify for that position. So I just want to let you know, I love and believe in you, and I know you got past it. And I wanted to say what a beautiful song. Every week is such a beautiful song. I just want to say I really, really appreciate that. And I appreciate all of you, you know, Mr. Christian with the songs and Rita Joy and everyone, all of you who have that musical, you know, love. That's how my mom was. She was, she played piano and she was just such a beautiful soul. And as far as that, my dad was amazing, you know, loved the piano. He was so, so amazing at it. But my mom, she loved to sing, you know, as well. And so she brought me up, you know, playing the piano and, but I don't have that musical thing quite like she did and my dad. But anyway, thank you, Larissa.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. So your brain, you learned to play piano. So your brain is tuned to that. I was thinking about that yesterday. How amazing that is to be able to play something on one hand and something completely different on another.
Right.
You know, I did, just so everybody knows, I did go back. I got my degree. I went back and finished, got my bachelor's, went on to study some counseling for schools and ended up at that middle school. You guys know I taught at that middle school. Well, ended up back at that middle school, and that principal who had left that position, left the school district completely. I was there to be in classes with his son, and so there were several, you know, parent-student activities where I got to talk with him, and he had apologized for that. He said he was scared. Somebody came into the school, some parent came into the school and said, hey, I need to see the soothing teacher. I need to meet the soothing teacher, because my daughter can't stop talking about her. And that threw him off. He didn't know who that was. And so there was just a big loop. But anyway, divine positioning, everything works out perfect. Is that Rita Joy?
Yes, that is a wonderful full circle to that story. I'm glad you told us that. And Albie, you have a musical laugh.
Yes, you are musical. He does, doesn't he? Yes.
Yes. And Lori, too.
Oh, my God.
You do. So, yes, you know how much I love music, and also I love animals. And one of my favorite things that I see sometimes on the internet are these videos of a musician with a guitar and a mic, and they just sit on the rock out in nature and start playing. And the different animals, I mean, they, in their own way, they end up like butterflies to a flame, I mean, like moths to a flame. They just come towards the vibe of the music, and that is testament to the power of music. And I wanted to tell you that yesterday, you know, I didn't have any plans. I was just, you know, going to be grateful throughout the day and stay home with Mama. I'm letting a friend use the Never Give Up Mobile because they don't have a car right now. So, but was so blessed to have about 8 different people just randomly stop by the house with flowers and cake and gifts and song, and it nothing was planned. It just happened so organically. And at one point, I said, y'all got to hear my friend's song, and I put on Every Little Cell, and we're all up just dancing around my living room like a bunch of little kids, and we're all 70-year-old women, and Mama was dancing in the chair. And so the ripple effect of what you're doing, I was laughing. I was thinking, so ever since I've known you, you've been my sweet soul sister, and now you're becoming my favorite songwriter, of course, aside from Christian Cred.
Right. Hey.
No, I love your song. You're the butter. your song list is just so healing. It's all the good stuff. It's all the wind beneath our wings that we need to continue being all that we can be. So I just wanted to share that and appreciate, love you. And again, thanks for all the birthday love. Mother's just so cute, you know. I told her yesterday, I said, I said, I know you didn't realize that 70 years ago when you gave me birth, you were birthing your caregiver. It's like my whole life has brought me to this point to be in a position to hold her and care for her and love her for the rest of her life. And what a mission, you know, from love that, you know, continues on. And so I just wanted to share my heart and tell everybody I love you. And thank you, Lori. So you're doing a wonderful job as our hostess with the mostest. Can't wait to hear what everybody else hears.
Definitely a soul sister, and it's such a blessing that you can be there to be with your mom.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
So beautiful.
Yes. Thank you.
Meant to be. All right. Let me look. Oh, we've got plenty of time, like 20 minutes, give or take. Why do we say that? Give or take a minute. Come on out. Give us your minute. Give us your 2 cents, or I guess it became a dollar or something, right, Donna?
Aw, yeah.
Aw, yeah. Minister Christian, and I think I heard it. I don't know if it was my echo voice or if there was another gal coming out.
I think it was Sherry, but go ahead, Sherry.
Yeah. Sherry.
Okay. Well, thanks, Minister Christian. So thanks so much for what you brought to the call today, Lori Sue. Appreciate you so much. It is Lori Sue, right? I missed the very beginning.
Yes, yeah. Is this Sherry who actually wrote me about my music?
I did, yes. I love
your
music.
Oh, thank you. You got me started, yeah. Man. You did. Thank you so much. You got me started on actually putting it out there. I appreciate that.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I'm glad that that you're getting it out there for the world to appreciate as well as us. So, but I have to tell you, what really popped out for me is this ending quote here in the reading today, from Anna Rand. So, you know, we're all taught not to love and appreciate money because of that quote, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil. But, you know, she turns it around. She says, or did you say it's the love of money that's the root of all evil? To love a thing is to know and love its nature. To love money is to know and love the fact that money is the creation of the best power within you and your passkey to trade your effort for the effort of the best among men and women, of course.
Wow.
But that is such a profound statement that, you know, gives you the permission to actually know and love the nature of money, because money is energy in motion. It's, you know, it's all of the effects of all of the people who have actually, you know, put forth their own best effort. And I just found that to be such a profound and concise statement, and just a total flip in the paradigm. It's just I'm going to go forward today with a totally new outlook about money. So thanks for being here today, Lori Sue.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Good to hear your voice and meet you this way.
Yeah, definitely. Take care.
Thanks. Ron, I'm right with you on that. It jumped out to me, and I think I decided I'm going to read that. It's not very long. I need to read that at least once a week, if not more, till I don't stutter through it, till I really believe it, till I receive it. Right? Angela, amazing, right? I received that. All right. Till that time.
Minister Christian.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm here today. So glad to be on your live list. Can you hear me, Lori Sue?
Yes, I can. I'm glad you're on your live list, too.
Yes. In the same dimension, same time, same moment. I always say the person that you're talking to is the most important person in the world at that moment, because this moment is all we have. We can't even go back to the beginning of the call. We in the middle of this ocean, and we're moving forward. Moving forward with our day. Thank you, Ashley, for being the harmonic engineer. Thank you for the lady, I think it was Renee, that came on and encouraged you about your songs. And
Sherry. Yeah.
Sherry, yes, wonderful, yeah. Because you did a new song that you shared, and I'm so glad to be in a group with you and other people, Angela and Rita, and you share these songs, and I when I go to the player that you have available, I saw you had 24 songs, 24, and an album makes 8 to 10 songs makes an album. I mean, I grew up in the 70s, and you know, you got a single, but when you got the album, generally 10 songs, 9. EP might be 4 or 5, but 9 songs, even at 24, you have at least two albums.
Wow.
And the beautiful part about that is that there's so many ways to take it, you know, making sure that it gets published correctly and things like that. But you, like many other people, have tools in front of them that don't use it. So I commend you and congratulating you for doing it, because even yesterday, talking to Paul, there's a big psyop going on of confusion. People who have talent are too afraid to use their talent, don't know how to use their talent. They're too confused in the moment. I'm just getting on my feet since February dealing with family karma, in and out of court, forced to take a mental evaluation by 6 police having me escorted through lies from my brother. So that's just my story. Everybody has their story. However, when it comes to money and being successful and doing the thing, like you are doing the thing with the music, there's no excuse great enough for not completing the mission. So whatever mission we have in life, we want to continue to do that. Money reminds me of the topic we're having now, and it's about AI. And I think it's all tools and energy. Money, currency, we need it like oxygen. It's very important, but it's not the only thing. AI and robotics and information and a way of doing things are coming into our world very, very quickly. And to me, it's like a big game of musical chairs, that when the music stops, when everything really comes online, there are going to be certain chairs that are going to get pulled away from the existing table. Now, that can be a good thing or a bad thing. Money could be a good thing or a bad thing. AI could be a good thing or a bad thing. These new times could be a good thing or a bad thing. Henry Ford said, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. We all are uniquely different. And yes, there's some truth in the skills will pay the bills. Knowing the skills, knowing the things, we have a big campaign coming up in our community. And that's one thing that popped up, is that, do you have the skills in this new age? And that's just a real sincere question. And because this new age is more about the age of Aquarius, age of Aquarius, peace, love, and harmony, there is no more money for war. Even the so-called war that's going on now has been halted. Well, let's say, give it another 2 weeks. There's no money for it. There's no energy towards war. And maybe some people are still in that business, but there's just the majority of people are ready to move on to love and peace, is what I'm feeling. And it takes a wise person to know where things are happening in the world. So if there's no money, then money now becomes the root of all good. Because this exchange is going towards the good of humanity, supporting the things that build us up. AI doesn't have to be bad. It doesn't have to be a doomsday situation. It's something that builds us up. It's what we decide. And as we talked about again yesterday, AI can never make the decisions for us on which direction. It can only prompt us on what has been. But it will always take our humanness, our souls that are inside of us, to guide us into this new age of Aquarius. So So keep doing your music, Lori Sue. Keep being you. Keep gravitating to what's pulling you to take the time to do that, because you're helping all of us through this music. This is how you learn commercials. This is how they put things in our head. This is how they do all the things to make us remember as children. This is music. So keep doing that and keep doing what you do. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you're born to be in this world. Love you so much. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Love that. Keep Arnita. Gravitating towards what pulls you.
Arnita.
Arnita, good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, I heard this. You know I'm here to congratulate you. Congratulate
all of us.
Oh.
Yay. The crowd goes wild. Ashley, the crowd goes wild.
Fantastic week. Oh, my God. We learn so much more every time we go through this. Just thank you for being in my head, and thank you for us being in each other's heads 5 days a week, 1 hour in the morning time. It's a good thing. And I just love you all. And I'm just so grateful for it all day, all night. Oh, y'all.
Yes.
Love the
yes.
song, Lori Sue, Unwavering Faith. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow. Just thank you for being here and congratulations, really. Again, you. I think we don't even know what's going on, but we're doing it. And it's all good. So that's good. We're in a good place. I know that. And thank you all. So it's Thursday. Come on, Nuclear Thursday. It's that.
Yeah.
Back here. All right.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Come on, Nuclear Thursday. Congratulations.
In so many ways.
Yeah. We did it.
Hey there, it's Jamar.
Hey, Jamar. Come on up. Glad you're
Grand
here.
Rising, everyone. What a powerful call today. Music, message about money. 3 M's. You know, you mentioned having that issue that your son actually reminded you of. You have a hard time receiving, and I think everyone can resonate with that at some point or another in their life, because we're always taught to give growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But few of us are taught how to receive. And I remember about 6 years ago, actually 8 years ago, when I was working on my first book, I was trying to come up with an abbreviation for this concept of OD4R, over-delivering value, where you receive in price so that you can have these four byproducts. And as I was trying to internalize that abbreviation, the fourth R, I would constantly forget it in the presence of others when I was trying to explain it. And I was wondering why. And the fourth R is be ready to receive the abundance that flows your way.
Wow.
From starting the abundance cycle, which is the offerings that you create, the music, the connection, the community, whatever it is that you create in this world, that's your rock in the pond that starts the ripples and the waves. And so when I really started to internalize that final R, which is being ready to receive, that is when I was able to actually start to see my version of success. See, everybody's version of success is different. It's not all monetary. Sometimes it's community. Sometimes it's impact, whatever that might be. But the resources are always flowing. It's just a matter of, are you there to redirect it to something that you desire? Are you just letting it flow over your head for someone else's objectives? The money's always in the flow. In fact, one of the biggest issues we have is that the ultra wealthy actually sit on more money than they actually send through the ecosystem. Like, for example, I think Warren Buffett is 90% in cash right now. He's in a cash position because he's waiting for a collapse so that he can redeploy and capture more. Now, think about that. Warren Buffett is mid-90s, and he's still concerned with having more as opposed to flowing the system with resources at the current state because people are in deep need. And so I want to give a shout out to all of you on this call, all of you creators who go out there and create opportunities to help people figure out how to tap into the stream of money that is always flowing, but giving them the skills and the tools so that they can pay their bills and not be under stress. Because when they're not under stress, they can create more music, song, art. And AI is just, it's just an instigator to more abundance of human creativity. It doesn't create anything of its own. It only creates what we give it, but in an exponential way. And because human beings have a hard time understanding exponential growth, think about this. If you took a piece of paper today from your printer or from the mailbox that comes, and it's about to be garbage anyway, but you take it and you try to fold it 6 times, you won't be able to get it past 5. But if you could fold that piece of paper 50 times, it would reach from this planet to the moon. That's exponential growth. So try to fold the paper and notice that it doubles in its value every time you fold it in half. By the time you get to the 6th fold, the paper won't fold anymore. You won't be able to fold it. That's exponential growth. With AI tools, we now have that ability to take our own creativity and exponentially impact the world around us. But we got to take a chance. And then more importantly, we have to be ready to receive on that backside the abundance that flows our way. Because if we over-deliver in value, the 4 R's that we get to remain our authentic selves, we get to have real impact in the lives of other people, we create raving fans that tell other people about the service and work that we do in this world, and that's what enables us to be ready to receive the abundance. It's that cycle. So thank you for sharing your music. You inspired me. I make music as well. I like to sing. I like to create art. I'm a professional comedian. I've got a show this weekend, and I'm going to make some songs just for the show, inspired by today. So
thank you.
Push out your creativity. Use AI to tap into what other people they know about, but they're not actually working in every day. If you spent an hour in the last week working in an AI tool, you know more than probably 80% of the population.
Wow.
So all you have to be is 1% ahead of who you're serving to provide value. All of us here showing up each and every single day are probably not light years, but we're at least 20, 30, 40, 50% ahead of those who are not showing up to a call like this. Think about it. This is probably one of only a few calls in the world that exists of this nature, and you're here. So that means everyone else isn't. That means we can be of service to them. And that is how you prepare yourself to receive the abundance that should flow your way for doing the hard work and the creativity. Thank you.
Jesse.
Jamar, I know you're a busy man, but I sure hope we see you at Freedom Fest. We'd love to have you there in person. Thank you. Blessings to you. Jesse, Joyous Jenkins.
Yes, I really wanted to come out. And number one, more congratulate you on your awareness now that you may have a little something going on around money. And then tie that back to your music. I just wanted to share a story that some of you probably are familiar with or not. If you ever watched America's Got Talent, back in 22, a young lady called Nightbird came out. She was suffering from cancer, a young, beautiful woman. And she had always wanted to perform for the show. And she wrote an original song called Nightbird. And, you know, the words were beautiful. It kept on saying, it's okay.
It's okay.
Can you hear me?
We're all a little crazy. Yeah, we're all a little crazy and it's okay.
Yes. So just the the point I'm getting at is that, unfortunately, she did pass away in February of 22. Now, a group from Africa comes on years later, and their inspiration, they sang, they began to sing, was The Nightbird. Simon Cowell just could not believe it. They could not believe that they were singing this song. And told the story how she inspired them. Here's this one girl who wanted to sing and share her heart with her music that inspired a group of young people who also wanted to sing in another country. So I just wanted to offer that inspiration to keep going, not that you weren't, but that how far the love you have for the music and what you're doing and how it's growing is inspiring others. I mean, Arnita was one. And just one last thing that helped me around the way I view money was I had to get back to the core. And that was my affirmation had to be something around it, meaning something good. And that was, I am worthy of receiving money that is expected, money that is unexpected, money that is owed, but that I am worthy of receiving the money. I am now open to receiving the money. And it's an affirmation. I highly recommend anyone having that same issue because we all have, just like the former, the one who spoke just before me, we've all been there, but if we can turn it around in our mind, that's where it is. That's where it's lodged right now. Now we need to shift it. Now we need to reframe it for something beautiful. So I just wanted to offer that to you because how ironic that I just watched, they did a show for the top golden buzzards of America's Got Talent. She was one, The Nightbird, and then this group performing her song years later just blew everyone away. So I just see that. Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. Back to you, Laurie Sue. Awesome
thank you,
job.
Thank you. And I goofed. I goofed on the lyrics. I was singing it in my mind, and it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. It's all right to be lost sometimes. If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's all right. And I thought about how music, whatever we're doing, we're being seen, even if we don't think we're being watched or looked at. And when we're in our purpose, when we're following our soul, that lives on. That when we're gone, it stays. And I see that with Nick. I see that with each of you. That it's a legacy. That's a true legacy, huh?
Virtual, Laurie Sue. I'm just so excited for you.
Thank you. Hugs back. All right. Well, we are definitely a perfect way to close the call. I love it. Thank you, Albie, Rita Joy, Sherry, Christian, Arnita, Jamar, Jesse. Hopefully I didn't miss anyone. I love you so much. Thank you for showing up, for all of you showing up and being in that small percent like Jamar was talking about. Keep the vision clear. Hold the purpose tight. Keep moving in a certain way. Keep growing into light. Deep gratitude, unwavering faith. I say it is done. We'll see you again. We'll see you again tomorrow with Ashley.
Thanks, Laurie Sue.
Way to go, Laurie Sue. Thank you.
Great job, Laurie Sue.
Thank you.
Awesome, Laurie Sue.
Thank you.
And the top.
The world is loud, it wants my eyes. Every screen, every headline feeding me the lies. Pull me left, pull me right, tell me what to feel. Till I can't tell what noise from what is real. I've been down on the cold hard floor, but the ground's no place. I was made for more. Everyone's got an opinion on my life. How I look, what I choose, am I doing it right? I used to shrink just to make the room feel safe. Dimming every dream to give it comfort space. Every scar is proof I chose to fight. And I'd rather bleed than surrender all my life. There's a war inside, and I know the feel.
I know the feel.
I choose my thoughts, that's my sword and shield. They said I couldn't, said it couldn't be done. We are wired for war. Came in Washington with an army of doubt.
He didn't flinch.
And Ford said, I'll build this whole earth. Figure it out. What the mind can't conceive, what the soul can't believe, becomes the world we leave.
Becomes the life we breathe.
Socrates said it, know who you are.
Know yourself.
And Aurelius said, you already hold the star.
Not your car, not your name, not what you've been told.
Your mind is the estate,
more precious than gold.
It's 5 a.m. It's dark, it's cold, the voices in your head
say stay in bed.
Aching muscles lie in rebellion, pretending they can't hear. But you didn't ask for their permission. The voice you chose is one.